Greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. Today, I want to share on playing whatever's in front of you. My Cape Flats friends will largely love this example. However, dare I say it, the New Zealand All Blacks have pretty consistently proved themselves to be the best rugby team in the world because they simply play what's in front of them. In the townships of the Western Cape, by the grace of God, we've seen extraordinary things happen every week because our guys there, young men like Franklin and Junior, Preston and Rodney, Aviwe and Tateta, simply play whatever's in front of them. This week, and you can probably hear in the background, I'm in New York City on business mixed with a few blessed ministry opportunities, and yet I'm still called to play what's in front of me. So this week is mixed board meetings and church ministry with a plethora of urgent calls home to try to let the two warring gangs know that I'm praying for them in Manenberg and starting the process of just trying to work towards peace. You see, the tyranny of distance and exigent circumstances don't give an adequate excuse for one to walk on by, but rather we're constantly called to cross to the other side, to go the extra mile and to play whatever is in front of us. When we turned up in South Africa, we had no idea what we were being called to. So we did what we felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to do. And I guess that was the best starting place. And that's exactly what the twins and many, many others have done. One day it's discipling young men, another bearing a baby, yet another rebuilding shacks destroyed by fire or rebuilding homes after floods, another negotiating peace with warring gangsters, but always simply playing whatever is in front of them. People often say to me, what these lads do is extraordinary, but really it isn't. It's the simple act of turning up that creates relationship, trust, and respect, and that allows the near miraculous and sometimes the truly miraculous to transpire. Friends, one great example of playing what's in front of you is in the story of the parable of the Good Samaritan. And that passage says, wanting to justify himself, he questioned Jesus further, saying, what do you mean by my neighbor? Jesus replied, there was once a Jewish man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho when bandits robbed him along the way. They beat him severely, stripped him naked, and left him half dead. Soon a Jewish priest walking down the same road came upon the wounded man. Seeing him from a distance, the priest crossed to the other side of the road and walked right past him, not turning to help him one bit. Later, a religious man, a Levite, came walking down the same road and likewise crossed to the other side to pass by the wounded man without stopping to help him. Finally, another man, a Samaritan, came upon the bleeding man and was moved with tender compassion for him. He stooped down and gave him first aid, pouring olive oil on his wounds, disinfecting them with wine and bandaging them to stop the bleeding. Lifting him up, he placed him on his own donkey and brought him to an inn. Then he took him from his donkey, carried him to a room for the night. The next morning, he took his own money from his wallet and he gave it to the innkeeper with these words, "Take care of him until I come back from my journey. If it costs more than this, I will repay you when I return." So now, tell me which one of the three men who saw the wounded man proved to be the true neighbor. The religious scholar responded, the one who demonstrated kindness and mercy. Jesus said, go and do the same as he. Friends, this passage draws out the biblical mandate to love one's neighbor as oneself. But it goes further in insisting that as believers, our love must be manifest in action. The Good Samaritan exhibited many of the qualities that were utterly Christ-like. The Samaritan showed great kindness, tenderness, and mercy. The Samaritan showed incredible mercy. In fact, it would have been easier for him to keep walking, but he stopped, stooped down, and did for the Jewish man what Jesus did for us. And the Samaritan crossed to the other side. This encapsulates getting out of our comfort zone, taking risks, and being seen to be with those that society may shun. And this taps into one of the greatest pain points, I believe, in South Africa, the lack of agency, or simply being seen. And that's exactly what the Samaritan did. He saw the man who was unseen. So friends, my prayer for us all this week is that we might play what's in front of us, cross to the other side, see the person lying in the proverbial gutter, go the extra mile, and be filled with an overflow and an abundance of mercy, kindness, and grace, just as Jesus did for and showed us on and through the cross. Amen. This is Andy Steele Smith. God bless.